Good morning, friends of the YMCA, community leaders, members of the media. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time on your Wednesday morning with us. A big shout out to First Merchants Bank for hosting this kickoff celebration this morning. We appreciate everything you've done to get us set up in the right way today. I would like to first introduce Steve Smith. He's the CEO of Midwest Metals. Longtime YMCA board member and advocate, and he's been intimately involved in the design process and everything financial development related to making this project come to fruition. So please welcome Steve Smith.
Thank you. We start at the Y, we always start a meeting off with an invocation or a prayer, so if we could bow our heads, I'll do the invocation. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, for the gift of today. We come with humble and grateful hearts, thanking you for all the ways that lives and families have been touched, encouraged, and strengthened by the many services of this local YMCA. Now we have been given the opportunity to expand and to better serve and touch even more lives. We ask your blessing and your guidance on this fundraising project. Help us to be good stewards of all you have given us. All things come by you, by your gracious hand. We know your command to love one another. Help us as we try to model that and be a blessing to this community. Thank you for all the Y employees, volunteers who work so hard to promote healthy bodies, mind, and spirit through this YMCA. May you receive all the glory. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Y, we had a vision for the community, the Y board vision for the community, and that board vision is to create a world-class social gathering hub for the whole person health in collaboration with Muncie Community Schools, IU Health, Open Door, Ball State University, and the heart of our city. The project deepens the existing partnership the Y has with the Muncie Community Schools and will provide a continuum of education, health, youth development services on this campus. The impact of this vision coming to fruition has the potential to drastically impact the quality of life and the quality of place initiatives while enhancing economic development and improving health and education outcomes for our community. And I think we've done a fantastic job in getting this. This was our goal. This was our mission. This is what we were trying to get accomplished. That we are not there yet, but we are getting this done. Now, at this time, I'd like to any of the current board members for the Y, if you could raise your hand or step forward. I see we got some bashful ones over here. Thank you for all you've done, because especially I know on the new facilities committee that I chaired. Matter of fact, we're the ones spending the money. You know, Mike and Mark have to raise the money, but we're the ones spending the money. But this has gone on for about 3 to 4 years. I probably have now 5 or 6 new grandchildren. We've given birth to that many before we could give birth to this project. Also, I'd like to announce the Capital Campaign cabinet members. Co-chairs are Mark Hardwick and Mike Lunsford, Jeff Bird, Stephan Anderson, Jim Williams, Rhonda Ward, Chris Cook, Keith O'Neill, Lynn Krall, Anand Mari, and myself. I'll get through the different pages here. And at this time, I'd like to introduce Watasha Barnes Griffin, and she's also a Capital Campaign cabinet member.
The power of collaboration is a beautiful thing, and we see that in this community that we live in, and we see it apparent in this room on today. My name is Watasha Barnes Griffin, and I serve as the Chief Executive Officer for YWCA Central Indiana. I am also a member of the Muncie Community Schools Board of Trustees. I am a mother of Muncie Community School students. I am a member of YMCA, longtime membership with YMCA. My kids grew up there. Our family is there every day. I think our kids know every nook and cranny of downtown, Northwest, and Yorktown. And so I can speak to you as a community member and really see what the power of collaboration does. And so I'm excited to be here today. And I just want to take a moment to share some of the things that YMCA is doing along with our community partners here. A new facility at Muncie Central Campus will enhance the quality of life, create opportunities for young people and adults to be leaders. It will include flexible program space to adapt to the changes in our community, the needs of our community, ensure access for all by creating physical, financial, and emotional barrier-free accessibility to our families. Regardless of socioeconomic status, age, race or religion, gender, sexual orientation, or ability, the YMCA is a place where all are accepted, welcome, and belong. The safety of all youth is a priority for YMCA and Muncie Community Schools. Both use a screening tool called Raptor on all members and guests to ensure that the facilities will remain safe. So YMCA cannot do this alone. There are many partners who have come alongside of them to make this a reality. And so some of those partners, along with MCS and YMCA, include IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital, Open Door Health Services, Ball State University Healthy Lifestyle Center, and the Muncie Area Career Center. Please help me introduce and welcome Chad Zoucha, President and CEO of YMCA, to the podium.
Well, good morning again. So that is the dream that we are hoping to bring to fruition from the community, to leverage the power of partnership and impact so many for generations to come. But we can't do it without you. We can't do it without the community. We've come so far, but we're asking all of you to engage in this process to help bring this home. You saw the slides, you saw the visuals. That's what we want to build, but it's all going to be dependent on the philanthropic support of the community. It will be a vehicle, a conduit, to carry out our mission. We have a couple slides I wanted to share with you just to unpack a little bit about what you saw in the video, or maybe to address misinformation that may be out in the community. So this is the site of Muncie Central Campus where we are going to build the new YMCA. So the YMCA will be positioned and located on the south side of the high school and the north side of the parking lot with shared parking in between the field house, the new YMCA, and the football stadium. So what you see on the left is current. What you see on the right is what is proposed. And I just show this and share this with you because there will be more parking in a reconfigured setting with the YMCA located on the property than there is in existence now. In addition, there will be more than the required ADA parking spots and bike racks that are needed to be on the site. These are the visuals that you kind of see on the boards in front of you. So they may not be clear here, but as Watasha and some others alluded to, this is all about the power of partnerships and how we are going to deliver services and impact to the community going forward. So we can't do this work alone. And I wanted to point out one partner space in the purple on the left-hand side there. So that will be healthcare space where we will have flexible space that will be utilized by IU Health, Open Door, and the Healthy Lifestyle Center to carry out a number of programs and services for the community. So it could be behavioral health, mental health services, will be immunizations, vaccinations. It'll be educational experts on a variety of seasonal topics. It will be chronic disease prevention programs brought from the campus to the community, just to name a few. And if you go to the right, the natatorium, as you see here, is a big part of what we're trying to deliver. And that is in partnership with Muncie Community Schools. So Muncie Community Schools will be able to practice and compete in this new facility, and we'll be able to leverage resources, share services, et cetera. And that goes not just within the confines of the natatorium, but that extends campus-wide, whether we're sharing outdoor spaces, gymnasium spaces, the field house, et cetera. And as Watasha mentioned, I think Steve mentioned, it really just deepens the existing relationship we already have in play. So this is the first floor, and without going into a ton of detail, you'll see kind of the to the left, that's kind of our youth wing where we'll be carrying out most of our youth development programs. We have multi-purpose space where we'll be able to unite the community on common ground. And we have universal locker rooms outlaid here and then some administration and support areas, in addition to some additional multi-purpose space off of the pool deck. If you go up to the second floor, this is where really your healthy lifestyle, healthy living, well-being elements will be. So you'll have a, let's say, a 9,000 square foot wellness center where all your cardio and strength equipment will be, your group exercise studios, a walking track that would go around the perimeter of the gymnasium as well as the wellness center. And then you have in the purple, again, kind of your spectator seating. So that'll provide spaces for parents and et cetera to watch their kids compete for Muncie Central High School. So I'd be happy to answer questions in more detail after this presentation, but I just want to give you a little bit of an idea of what we're trying to achieve as a collective here. So next up is Mike Lunsford. So Mike Lunsford is the co-chair of this major gift or silent phase of the capital campaign. And simply put, we would not be standing here today without Mike's leadership and influence. So leadership is everything, and I believe everything rises and falls on leadership, and we're thankful for Mike.
Well, I've had lots of help. Mark's been a great partner. But speaking of partnerships, you've seen the list up there. You know, this whole thing happens. It has a price. It costs a little bit of money to build a new Y. And I like to think of it as an investment. And the people in this room, the partners particularly, but many others have worked together financially. They've lent their expertise. I can't tell you how many meetings have gone on, how many various people have been involved trying to smooth the way from variances and zoning and work with the school system and a complicated land transfer to qualify for new market tax credits, which is another opportunity for funds to help build this facility. So there are lots of really, really good things happening. And you're all part of that, and we need to continue that. I thought I would share just a couple of things, the reason why my wife and I are interested in the Y and why we think it was important. We love the downtown location because the downtown location reaches the whole community. And there are folks who wanted it out northwest or west or other places. And when it worked out that it came on the school campus, it impacts an area that touches the whole community. And we talk a lot about quality of life being and how important that is to the community. And quality of life is a little bit nebulous, but I spent a lot of years selling this community in my job as a real estate broker, and it starts with the school system. If you don't have good schools, then your quality of life is at risk, and you're not perceived as being a good place to live. This partnership puts the Y on the campus, and if you visualize with me just a minute, if you're coming down Wheeling, past at Riverside, and you look to your left. You see the Muncie Central School building, but then you're going to see a new Y facility. You're going to see fresh landscaping. You're going to see a new football stadium. And as you cross the bridge, you're going to see new apartments going up in front of you. See City Hall and the Star Bank building. So the entrance into the community looks very, very different. And that has a lot to do with attitude and who we think we are. There's a lot of good things happening downtown. So the next part of quality of life that matters is your downtown. So if you've got a strong downtown and you've got a strong school system, then it goes a long way towards selling your quality of life, and that's important. The other part that, you know, we started with one commitment and increased that commitment after talking to Chad a little bit, and YMCA, the C stands for Christian or faith. And for us, for example, Indianapolis has hired not technically a minister, but somebody that's responsible for developing relationships and helping people with their faith through the staff, the members, and their other outside relationships, including bringing churches involving churches at a higher level. We think that's really important. So as a result, we increased what we were doing fairly significantly to support what we think is a really, really, really important project. So that's why we are invested, and that's why I think we think lots of you folks are invested in, because we think it just makes a difference. And it's more than just building a new YMCA. Through the help of the partners, the leadership team, the staff, I'm happy to say we've now committed $25,144,000 to date. As you can see, we're 88% of the way to the goal. And we're at a point where I'm convinced we're going to get there. The community campaign that kicks off today really is a key part of it. And not only it is financial, but it's also bringing everybody else into the fold and giving them an opportunity to participate in something that's far more than just a YMCA. So thank you very much for being here, for your support, and all that you do. I think it's Mark. Who's up next? Are you up next, Mark? Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Tara. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Since I went off script here, I forgot something here. I need to recognize, this is important, our major donors. I want to specifically, these are pace setters. These are people who really went above and beyond to support this. IU Health, Ball Memorial Hospital, the George and Francis Ball Foundation, the Ball Brothers Foundation, Ed and Virginia Ball Foundation, my wife and I, Jeff and Sue Bird, Dave and Deb Heater, Steve and Joan Anderson, East Central Indiana Regional Partnership, Mark and Kathy Hardwick, Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, Ziegler Foundation, the Schaefer Foundation, and I'm happy to announce that last night I received a commitment from Dan Towers to name the Aquatic Center, the Towers Family Aquatic Center, for a $2 million commitment. So, big deal. So, thank you. Tara, thank you for the reminder.
I knew my cue, and I wasn't quite there yet. Tara Smallstig, for those who don't know me, I'm an attorney and partner at Dennis Winger and Abril in downtown Muncie, and we think it is important to have a thriving downtown. I have been a board member at the Y and a former board chair, and I think one of the things that Chris and I have talked about is that in that capacity, we get to see all the great work that the Y does, and oftentimes the Y staff are so busy doing what they're doing that the story doesn't get shared enough. And so I think through this process that there's a lot of stories that get to be shared, which is also important. Which brings me to what Chris and I see as our job, which is to garner community support. Community support comes in many ways, not just financial. As we go through this process, we need the support of the community, both personally and financially. We need people telling the positive story of what's going on with this project and why it's important for our community. And also, we need financial support. We have a gap of $3.356 million to fill so that we can all realize the vision of this project and break ground this summer. To do this, we or other campaign volunteers will be asking you to consider making a thoughtful, meaningful gift to the campaign, possibly hosting a small get-together in your home or in the community to help us not just ask for gifts financially, but to ask for people's support. Volunteering to help us bridge the gap by reaching out to businesses, clubs, groups, friends, family, or colleagues. And we're trying to make this really easy. There's a lovely QR code behind me. You can find Chris, me, one of the speakers here today, or a Y staff member, or you can scan the QR code and give us your information, and we'll get back with you to find out how you would like to be involved in this part of the campaign. And now I'm going to introduce my co-chair, Mr. Chris Cook.
Thanks, Tara. As Tara said, my name's Chris Cook, and I've been a community banker for 27 years and had not that long ago worked just down the street for about 25 years. And so the community is very important to me. And as a community banker, that's what we do. We try to fill the needs of the community. We try to find abilities to help in our community. And so when I got started working with the Y as a volunteer, I was excited to see that they shared the very similar attributes as a community banker. wanting to be involved in the community, wanting to see how they could help build the community. And so the being a board member also gave me some insight to the why that I would have not known otherwise. While we work, as Tara and I will be the co-chairs of this community phase of the capital campaign, there are just some things that won't be evident that this campaign will fulfill. And while we'll see the building, we'll see the building being built, and that will be a reminder of the capital campaign, I would like to just mention a few other stats that the Y participates in the community with other community partners. In 2022, the YMCA provided over 100,000 free meals to children in need. And that was with partnerships with Inside Out, Ross Community Center, Motivate Our Minds, and Muncie Parks Department. The YMCA provided almost 4,000 households with financial assistance for membership, childcare, and program fees. The YMCA works with Muncie Community Schools and the Indiana Department of Education to provide free after-school programs at 5 Muncie Community School elementary schools. Nearly 4,000 children learn and thrive in YMCA after-school and early programs. And Mitchell Early Childhood and Family Center served 244 students, but there are currently 100 students on a wait list to get into the school. So I bring all of that up because this combination and merger of the two branches, the downtown branch and the northwest branch, provides an efficiency for the Y that provides additional resources to just increase what we can do. And so we really appreciate the opportunity to sell and to talk about our story, and hopefully all of you will be willing to volunteer and contribute and help Tara and I fulfill this mission. As a community banker, I've also got to meet a lot of good people in this community. And one of them, will come up next, Mark Hardwick, who is a friend and a good community banker here locally, who's always looking for a way to help, and want to give Mark a chance to explain how First Merchants continues to help the Y. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming out. I love having all of you here at First Merchants. I am the Chief Executive Officer of First Merchants, and I've had this role, I guess, since January 1 of 2021, after working at the bank about 26 years. But in December of 2020, I was in front of our board, and I said, hey, if I'm going to be the CEO of this company, I want to do something different. And it started with a new vision statement. And we introduced a vision statement that First Merchants is here to enhance the financial wellness of the diverse communities we serve. And you think about that, enhancing the financial wellness of the diverse communities we serve. As a banker, it was really easy and made a lot of sense to me, and our board was incredibly supportive. And I'm looking around the room, you know, Jeff Mearns is here, and I said, well, Jeff, you could have the same vision statement. It's here to enhance the educational wellness of the diverse communities we serve. Chad is here to enhance the physical wellness of the diverse communities we serve, and some other things along with it. If you were a pastor, you'd think about enhancing the spiritual wellness of the diverse communities we serve. And so I thought, if we're going to have this entity that is now $18 billion in total assets, we're in 4 states, we have 125 locations, 2,100 employees, I would like for them to all be motivated to something bigger than producing just a return for shareholders. And we're committed to making a difference in the lives of the people that we serve. And so as part of that mission, we also give back an awful lot. You know, last year we gave $2.2 million in down payment assistance grants to first-time home buyers in minority neighborhoods. Really exciting stuff. And we also, this year, our budget for giving is $2.9 million in contributions to support organizations throughout our footprint. And one of the commitments that we made in February at our last board meeting, I asked our board to support this Y campaign. And so today, to wrap up, I'm really excited to announce what our board decided. So First Merchants has committed $1 million to this campaign in the form of a matching grant. So what we would love to do is to encourage all of you and all of the friends that you know as part of this community phase of the campaign to give, to make this happen, and First Merchants will be right behind you with a $1 million contribution. So thank you to all of you for being here today. It's really exciting stuff, and you know, if you think about all the things that were talked about, this initiative, it's going to make Muncie a better place to live and to work. And it will drive enhanced economic development. And so, you know, just thank you for being here, and thank you for being part of such an awesome community. Thank you.